woke up this morning and what did I see? I saw a tiny little fishy in my bathtub. Just laying on its side when I looking at me, that tiny little fishy in my bathtub. Well, I didn't know what to do with him, so I turned on the faucet and I filled the tub to the brim. And now while I wash my hands, well, I watch him swim, that tiny little fishy in my bathtub. Well, things were fine for about a week with that tiny little fishy in my bathtub. But after a while, oh, I started to sting, cause that tiny little fishy in my bathtub. I couldn't anymore take a bath. I'd just been washing myself with a sponge and a tap, and I didn't want my feet in that swimming path of that tiny little fishy in the bathtub. Well, I got so dirty that I lost all my friends except for that tiny little fishy in the bathtub. I suppose that's where this story could end, about this tiny little fishy in the bathtub. But late one night, I was feeling sad, so I picked up the phone and I called up my dad. And I said, "Dad, you said it couldn't get this bad as a tiny little fishy in the bathtub." Well, my daddy listened, like good dads do, about the tiny little fishy in the bathtub. I said, "I smell like a pig that's wearing old wet shoes because of that tiny little fishy in my bathtub." And it seems like every nice thing that you try to do, well, there's some little fish that's gonna swim all over you. And next time, I'm not gonna give a single boo-hoo for the next tiny little fishy in a bathtub. My daddy listened, and then he said, "Well, son, no one ever said that life was fair about tiny little fishes in bathtubs." That you'll get thanked whenever you try to care about every little tiny fish in your bathtub. So stop all your crying, it's not so bad yet. A fish in the bathtub ain't the worst you can get. If you really want to smell terrible like someone's stray pet, well, find a tiny little fishy in your toilet.